Next patient is Mary Denon. Denon is D, B as in boy, B-E-Y-N-O-N. Denon Mary, M-A-R-Y. Date of birth, 12-17-1940. Date of visit, 9-26-23. Please make a copy for Dr. Therese Ibrahim. Therese is T-H-E-R-E-S-E, Therese Ibrahim, I-B-R-A-H-I-M, Ibrahim, Therese Ibrahim. Next paragraph, dear Therese, thank you for sending Mary Benon for pulmonary evaluation. Benon is B-E-Y-N-O-N, B as in boy. Next paragraph, his present illness. This is a 82-year-old white female who has a past history of smoking, also has been noted to have COPD, and has been on an albuterol inhaler. Period. The patient has episodes of bronchitis, and the last attack of bronchitis was in May of this year. And she does not bring up any sputum, but has an occasional cough and mild wheezing. Period. The patient had a chest X-ray in November of 21, which showed no active infiltrates, and a CT chest also done in 2021. Showed no lung infiltrates, but had some bulging of the right aspect of the lower sternum. Which may be suggestive of a non-displaced fracture. The patient, however, has had no pains in her sternum or chest, and she denies any cough or sputum production. She has no leg swelling or calf muscle pains. Next paragraph, past history has included history for hysterectomy, 1980, appendectomy, 21, and a left breast lumpectomy for breast cancer, and no radiation therapy. The patient has history of hypertension. She also has history for obstructive sleep apnea, and was on a CPAP mask, which she does not tolerate. Next paragraph, habits. The patient smoked one pack per day for 40 years and then quit. Drinks alcohol occasionally. Next paragraph, allergies to penicillin. Next paragraph, family history. Father died of heart disease, mother died of mother was murdered. Next, system review. The patient has had no fever, weight loss, denies glaucoma, cataracts. Denies sore throat or hoarseness. She has some coughing spells and no shortness of breath. The denies abdominal pains, nausea, rectal bleeding, denies chest or jaw pains, no anxiety or depression, denies joint pains or muscle stiffness, denies headaches, seizures, or memory loss, and has no skin rash, no itching. Next paragraph, med list, included albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs, PRN, Symbicort 160 by 4.5 micrograms, 2 puffs BID, Simvastatin 10 milligrams daily, Ropinirole 0.25 milligrams daily, Nifedipine 30 milligrams BID, Labetalol 200 milligrams BID, and Lasix 20 milligrams a day. Can you please add in the paucity? The patient also has a paucity of restless leg syndrome for which she takes medications. Next paragraph. Physical exam. This elderly, average built fire female is alert. No acute distress. There was no pallor sign. There was ictus edema. Blood pressure 110 over 60, pulse 72, respirations 20, temperature 97.5, weight is 140, saturation 95. HEND and non-cephalic pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat is mildly injected, ears no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with diminished excursions. Scattered wheezes in the upper lung fields. Breath sounds are distant. Heart sounds are regular, S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema or lesions. Mild varicosity, no calf tenderness. Reflectors are 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial is grossly intact, skin no lesions. Next paragraph, breast number 1. COPD and emphysema. And number 2 is hypertension. Number 3 is obstructive sleep apnea. And number 4, history of breast cancer. Status post lumpectomy. And next paragraph, plan the patient was advised to get a CT chest to evaluate her for any lung nodules. And also get a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. The patient will use albuterol inhaler on a PRN basis and continue with a Symbicort inhaler 160 by 4.5 micrograms, 2 puffs BID. The follow-up visit will be arranged in 4 weeks. Thank you for the consultation. Can you please add in the past history? The patient's past history also includes a right and left cataract surgery, history for hand surgery, and trigger finger surgery. Please add that in the past history. And please also mention patient has had a colonoscopy with removal of polyps in 2018. Thank you. Copy of this for Dr. Theresa Ibrahim, IBRAHIM, Therese, THERESE. Thank you, Dr. Souza.